This is another original OFM podcast.
Mr. Ludidi?
Yes, sir.
Our sports anchor.
Yes.
Playing
yes.
a game now called Sports Alphabetting. I give you a letter. You've got 5 minutes to come up with as many facts and trivia as you can relating to that letter. The letter was P today. Usually we only give you a minute, but it's a public holiday. Take as much time as you want.
So a sporting phrase that you've put me under P, which is putting me under pressure by only giving me one
yes.
song. But I've decided to go with politics.
So the theme is politics?
Yes, sports people in politics.
All right.
Now, there's a couple of people that make this list. The most important one, I think, well, there are quite a few, but I'm going to start with a woman in politics. Mm-hmm. Her name is Nova Peris. She played Australian hockey back in 1996, won a gold medal at the Olympics. She was the first Aboriginal Australian woman to win an Olympic gold medal. She's now in politics, and she's with the Northern Territory Estate out in Australia. So big up to Nova Peris there. Then we go into other politicians. Bill Bradley, former U.S. senator, he played himself a bit of sport as well, a bit of basketball, actually. Former professional sports person there. How familiar are you with the WWE, Martin?
Very. I used to follow that as a child.
Do you remember the Big Red Machine, Kane?
I do, very well.
Yeah, he's a senator.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Does he still wear his mask?
No, not anymore. Well, on and off, depending on whether or not he's wrestling. In fact, he's a mayor, not a senator. He's a mayor of Knox County out in Tennessee.
Wow.
So that's a big one there. Think back to the biggest fight of the century, boxing. Can you remember who the two men were involved in that?
Muhammad Ali and...
No. That was last century.
This century.
Yes. Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather. Manny Pacquiao is actually in politics, believe it or not. He's a politician as well, serving as a senator in the Philippines.
Oh, Manny, eh?
Yeah.
So good form.
Hung up his gloves and decided to take up politics. And then I'm going to go to something perhaps a little bit more well-known. Cricket. You love yourself a bit of cricket. Imran Khan. He went from being a professional Pakistan cricket player.
Captain of Pakistan.
Yes, indeed. And he's now a politician out in Pakistan as well.
He almost became president a few years ago. Yeah.
Yes, that's pretty cool. And then something a little bit closer to home. Footballer won himself a Ballon d'Or, Football Player of the Year as well. He was born in 1966, rather, and played for Milan. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
No.
George Weah.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. George Weah. Yeah,
George Weah. He's involved in politics as well. And then the final one should be relatively easy to guess when I give you all his facts. Won himself 5 Mr. Universe titles. Also picked up 6 Mr. Olympia crowns as well throughout his bodybuilding career. Then moved on to become a filmmaker and an actor as well. And then decided he'd give all of that up to join the politics out in the US.
I know who this is, but I think we should give Zelda a crack.
I actually know the answer. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, that's the one. Good old
Arnie's
Arnie
doing well for himself.
Yeah. There's actually quite a lot of people on the list, but those were the most mentionable ones. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that sort of pops up.
Well, let me ask you this. Well.
Yes, sir, fire away.
South African sportsman that you reckon could go into politics or that you would like to see go into politics?
There was a joke about Del Steyn being a politician, I think 2 years back with the protests. That'd be very interesting. It'd be very funny to see how Del Steyn runs the country.
It looks like Pat Simcox. He's always got a video on Facebook telling people what to do and how to change the world.
Do you know who I would enjoy in politics just because he's so controversial? Yeah. Herschel Gibbs.
Herschel Gibbs would be a great member of parliament. That's
Herschel
true.
Gibbs would be an absolute clown, and I'd absolutely love it.
Yeah, or Sean Pollock. I'd vote for Polly.
The
ginger party or something like that.
Yes, he's got a very calm and collected head on his shoulders.
Good stuff. I'll give you full marks. Today's sports alphabeting, the letter P, absolutely conquered. Stuck with the theme of, obviously, political and voting that's happening today. It is raining in Central Africa. Make sure you get to the polls, man. Rather weather a little bit of the storm and get a little bit wet than not make your vote heard, because there are so many people in this world that don't have that privilege. And to obviously live in a free and fair democratic society. Go and vote today. Thanks, Sam. It was fun.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.